Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, the East of England Co-op Community Cares Fund has reopened to offer financial support to community groups. The co-op's chief member and customer officer is Ollie Watts, and he joins us now. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning, Julian. Great to be talking to you this morning.
And to you too. Can I say that's a great title, Chief Member and Customer Officer. I'm going to add that to my collection of things. And it's a good title to have because it means you can give out money to people, which I kind of like the sound of.
It does, yeah. It's really, really exciting to be announcing the reopening of the fund, particularly now it's available to community groups and voluntary organisations in Cambridgeshire. So, yeah, really exciting times. Yeah,
why have we missed out previously? Because I feel, we've got two co-ops not too far from us here on Mill Road, and there's many more dotted around the city. So it's why only now?
I can assure you it's nothing personal. So Eastman & Co-op is an independent cooperative. So we run separately to some of those other co-ops that you've mentioned. Previously to this year, we traded in Suffolk, Norfolk and Essex. And this year, we're really excited to expand our business into Cambridgeshire. So we opened a branch earlier this year in Waterbeach. And tomorrow, we're opening our second branch in the county, just opposite Cambridge North Station at the One Cambridge Square development. So that's part of the reason why we've expanded the fund to cover community groups in Cambridgeshire this time around.
Oh, that makes sense. And I can imagine that new branch at Cambridge North is going to be very popular with commuters going in, coming out, and some of the offices around that part of the city, because there are, I don't want to call it deprived, it's the wrong word, but there isn't too much in the way of shopping opportunities. So I dare say there'll be lots of happy people coming into the store for the first time tomorrow. So look, tell me about the community fund. How much is in the pot?
So the total available this year is £220,000. We're sharing that across the counties that we trade. So Norfolk, Suffolk, Essex and Cambridgeshire. It's a really simple, straightforward process. Community and voluntary organisations can apply via our website. We review all of the applications, we make a decision and then funding is passed out. The purpose of the fund is to allow us to invest in really great community-run and charity and voluntary causes that support connecting communities together.
Right, so what sort of organisations would they be?
Well, I'll give you some examples of ones we've funded previously. So in Clacton in Essex, we gave some funding to Clacton Pride to support with the cost of running a support organisation there for LGBTQ plus people. Camp Jojo, which is another organisation in Mersey Island in Essex, which supports children with disabilities. And Felixstowe Creative Arts Trust, supporting them with an improvisational drama course for mental health and wellbeing. So they're a really diverse group of organisations. That's just a sample of the ones that we support.
I know Mersey Island very well. I grew up kind of round that way. My dad used to refer to it as Mersey on the Mud, was his name for Mersey Island.
I got married on Mersey Island, so
you?
Beautiful place, yeah.
Yeah, and a very, very nice. What's sort of, in terms of funding, if an organisation makes an application, typically how much would they receive as part of a grant from you?
So the grants are between £1,000 and £5,000. We feel that gives us a spread to support projects of different sizes.
And what happens after that? Do your people go out and check the money's been spent wisely?
Yes, yeah, so there's a kind of an evaluation process that we go through. We try and keep that really light touch because we want to allow charities and voluntary organisations to focus their time on the impact they have. But we do ask for a little bit of a kind of an impact assessment to understand how the funds that we have given have had an impact. And we try and keep in touch with that group as a bit of a network. So there are nearly 100,000 people, 95,000 people have so far benefited from this fund. It's been in operation since 2020. We established it on the back of COVID because we felt there was more we could do to support local communities. So it's something that we're really, really proud of, and are really excited to have open again this year.
Yeah, and the important thing, I guess, is to tell people how they apply.
Yeah, absolutely, really straightforward. So the application is via our website. So if you go to eastofengland.coop, so eastofengland.coop, you'll see on our homepage there'll be a link to an application form, and you can apply on there. Quite straightforward. We'd really welcome applications from any charities and voluntary organisations and social enterprises in and around Cambridgeshire.
No, absolutely. That sounds pretty good. Well, Ollie, thank you very much for coming on and telling us about that. I'm sure there'll be lots of people scribbling down the details. What's the best contact point? Can you repeat that address once more just to make sure everybody's got it?
Of course, that's East of England, all one word, eastofengland.coop on our website.
Okay, that's great. Well, Ollie, look, thanks very much for coming on this morning and joining us on Cambridge Breakfast. That's Ollie Watts, who is, I'll give his title again because I like it, Chief Member and Customer Officer for the Co-op, talking about the East of England Co-op Community Cares Fund. Thanks very much, Ollie.
Thank you, Julian. Take care.
Cambridge 105 Radio.